at Blinds.com. Going green means keeping green in your pocket, too. Save 40% on selected products at our Earth Day sale. Easily upgrade your windows with new, fully customized shades, shutters, and more at Blinds.com. We even have eco-friendly cellular shades that could save you money on your energy bill. Don't spend your whole day waiting at home for a design consultation just to get a quote. At Blinds.com, you can always count on upfront pricing right on the website, and we can ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Our design consultants are standing by to help guide you on your schedule. Need installation services? We've got you covered there too. Plus, you can rest easy with our Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. Join Blinds.com's over 2.5 million happy customers. With over 25 million windows covered, shop Blinds.com's Earth Day sale now and save 40% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 40% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, all my friends up in Sacramento, my friends in San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, out to Phoenix, up to Portland. Everybody out on the West Coast. What's up, Seattle? Everybody up in Anchorage, Honolulu. Yeah, y'all are far out west, living that good life. Good for you. And everybody here with me on the East Coast and everything in the middle. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We've had a busy night in the NBA. A couple of things just to tick off real fast. Draymond Green, there's no more debate. He's been suspended for game 3. The NBA has basically said, hey man, you've been acting a whole damn fool for too long. Those are my words, not theirs. And Draymond Green is going to be missing in action for game 3. How about this? In addition, Domantas Sabonis, they say he has a bruised chest. Domantas Sabonis is questionable for game 3. So what are we doing? Are we even? Are they going to cancel each other out? Like, welcome to the storylines in the NBA playoffs. We're going to talk more about Draymond and his suspension. We'll get there shortly and momentarily. Also, a few minutes ago, the final NBA game for tonight, the Phoenix Suns, they were able to tie up their series against the Los Angeles Clippers. They beat them in Phoenix tonight, 123-109. At one point, it looked like the Los Angeles Clippers were going to just kind of roll ahead. At one point, they led by about 13, 14 points, and then Phoenix just came chipping away, and then they took their own lead. And then they won the game. And you can really thank Devin Booker. He finished the night with 38 points, had 9 assists. Kevin Durant had 25 points. DeAndre Ayton had a big double-double, 14 points and 13 rebounds. Chris Paul came alive late, 16 points and 8 assists. And Phoenix, the Suns ran the Clippers clear out the building. The game ended not too long ago, I'd say about 20, 25 minutes ago. And Kawhi Leonard, he had 31. Westbrook had 28. And they wish they got a little bit more help. Real difficult when Booker is just going completely crazy out there in the third quarter, helping to extend the lead. Devin Booker just knocking down all types of crazy shots on the Suns radio network. Let's listen to this one. A long step back J in the third.
The switch defensively for the Clips. Booker now makes his way in the lane, goes in the corner to Paul, who's bumped. Back he comes to Booker, a three, shoots in! Booker, 92-85.
Yeah, Chris Paul, I told you he got in on the action late, had 16 points. A lot of folks look at Chris Paul and go, he's completely washed. He ain't what he used to be, but that man can still play and command the game. Chris Paul extending the lead up to 8 in the fourth quarter. Listen.
115-109. The Suns lead it. And now Chris Paul brings the ball up into the front court. Ball drives down the left side, cuts across the lane, has a 14-footer. Good. If it goes, it's gone.
Yeah, Chris missed those shots in the first game. That high pick going left back to the right side of the lane makes that mid-range jump shot.
Well, damn, Shep, how come he ain't say Shazam?
He can't be John Sterling and, you know, call the same play every time the same way, right?
Well, doesn't John Sterling switch it up?
No, not at all.
For Aaron Judge, he switches it up, right?
No, it's always a Judge and Blast.
Oh, man. How old is he? 80 what?
He's 80. I mean, he's young for his age. I'll give him credit for that. Okay. He's got to be 85 at this point.
All right. That's why he's calling less games, right?
You know what they call John Sterling?
Someone who should be quiet?
No, Bob Uecker's younger friend.
Oh. Oh, how old is he now? Jesus.
He's got to be just shy of 90.
Oh, my God.
Still doing it. Still going strong.
Good for them. Hey, do what you love for as long as you want. Don't listen to me. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Hey, let's listen to the Suns' final call. Maybe we get a Shazam.
And a victory each and move on to L.A. And you know the crowd like this one. It is over. Suns win. The Suns win. The final score here tonight. The Suns 123 and the L.A. Clippers 109.
Oh, no Shazam. Okay, fine.
No, he's 89, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm McCoy? Well, yep.
God bless him. Where do they sit? They make him sit upstairs on a concourse?
I'm not sure. And actually, he's turning 90 in a week.
Good for him. Good for him. I hope he's not sitting in the concourse. So maybe it's better for him to sit on the concourse. All of these arenas have moved the broadcasters from the floor, and they've moved them to the concourse level so they could sell more premium seats. It's all about business. Devin Booker, he spoke after the game. Mr. 38 points, 9 assists. I do this in my sleep. He spoke to Chris Haynes on TNT, and I know damn well Devin Booker ain't say no Shazam.
It's tough. You know, you always want to protect home court, but, you know, they came out, started off the game really well, and we're fighting an uphill battle the rest of the game. So, you know, we want to protect home court in game two. We got one, and now we're off to L.A.
I mentioned your point total, your assists, three-pointers, four threes. I talked to your dad, Melvin. He said before the game, he told you, you need to shoot more. Was that an emphasis?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're giving up. Just reading the game and, you know, simplifying it. Just take what the defense gives you, and, you know, that's the easiest way to play.
His Suns are going to be real interesting. Everybody shot more. Booker, 38 points. Durant, another 25. Kevin Durant just rolls out of bed and is like, here's 25 points. Chris Paul, 16, 18, 14. Here's a problem, potentially into the future. Maybe the only problem the Suns might have outside of familiarity and continuity, having never played together for an extended amount of time. The bench only gave them 13 points. All right? You start going deep into some of these games, it's not going to be the Clippers, but the bench only 13? Bismack Biyombo had 6 points. Josh Okogie had 7. That is your bench output. 13 points. 13 points. The starters had everything else. Either way, good luck to the Clippers going home. Kawhi Leonard, he's earning all of his money in this series. He's going to have to do it all. And the more points that Russell Westbrook scores tonight, 28, 9 of 16 shooting, not bad. It's just the worst off they're going to be. I think the Suns are going to take this one. And game three is going to take place on Thursday. Good for them. And Thursday is the same damn night that we will not see Draymond Green out there on the court taking on the Sacramento Kings, because Draymond Green has been suspended. Let me go ahead and read to you the statement one more time from the NBA, which basically told Draymond Green, you've been acting a fool for too damn long, and now you got to sit. Draymond Green has been suspended one game without pay for stepping on the chest of Kings center Domantas Sabonis. The suspension was based in part on Green's history of unsportsmanlike acts. Green's actions were in response to Sabonis grabbing and holding Green's ankle after falling to the floor. Green received a flagrant 2 and was ejected. Sabonis was assessed a technical foul. And now we have also learned that, yeah, Draymond, he's definitely going to be gone. But Sabonis here? Sabonis has a sternum contusion. He is questionable for game three. Things just got more interesting. It'd be one thing if Draymond got the boot and Sabonis was able to go out there and just bust ass. And sure, it's a bruise to the chest, okay? It's a bruise to the midsection. You think Sabonis is going to sit out? I'd be a little surprised if he didn't suit up, warm up, and attempt to play. Because if he does not play, I could see the Warriors now winning that game. And then Draymond and then Sabonis will be back for game four. This is what makes the NBA just absolutely hilarious. Charles Barkley was just on TNT talking about this suspension of Draymond Green. And Charles Barkley said, yeah, I'm upset that Draymond is sucking the attention all the way from the actual game. Take a listen.
But what really bothers me about this whole thing, to be honest with you, we're taken away from the fact that the Sacramento Kings are just kicking their ass. That's what bothers me. For the first time in a long time, the Sacramento Kings have had a fabulous season and a terrific team. And we're going to be talking about this.
You are correct. Well, if the Sacramento Kings keep on kicking that ass, you're going to have plenty of time to talk to them. And Draymond Green is probably going to be one of the chief reasons. We got to wait until Thursday to see if Sabonis is going to be out there playing. Has to play. Must play. Have I had a bruised sternum? Maybe. At one time, the steering wheel got me good. I'm still here to think about it, thank God. But Sabonis got to go out there and play. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Russell, he's calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Russell?
How y'all doing tonight, guys? Two things real quick. I'm glad you quoted TNT, because that's actually what I was going to bring up. The night that actually happened.
Last night.
Shaquille O'Neal actually on TNT, I'm paraphrasing, but he said
he would have did it too.
The same thing.
Yes, we played that.
So,
yes.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, between me, you, and Shep, you know, sitting around, I think Shaq may know a little bit about playing a big man in the NBA. So I don't think it's completely, like, out of this world and as big of a deal as we all are making it seem. I do think he should have been suspended, but I'm really surprised that it's a headline.
Wait. Mm-hmm. You agree that Draymond Green should have been suspended, but yeah. You don't feel it was a big deal because Shaquille O'Neal said he would have did it too?
Absolutely.
Okay. Shaquille O'Neal is an outlier. Shaquille O'Neal is also a modern day right now, at least when he's doing his job, a provocateur. I don't doubt that Shaquille O'Neal would step on someone if they were holding on to his leg. He was a beast out there on the court. And if he felt someone was trying to do something, he was never afraid to kind of just kind of exert his will. And so that's not a shock. But it's Shaquille O'Neal. There ain't too many dudes running around who would just go, oh, yeah, I would step on him. Well, there ain't too many guys who would run around and even do it. And so you're saying it's not such a big deal. It's a big deal because this ain't the first time he's been kicking, stomping, or being a dirty player.
Yeah, well, I mean, this also isn't UFC. I mean, I thought the bonus was Adam Spider Silver up there. Like, I thought Anderson Silver. Up there. So,
Well, two wrongs don't make a right,
right,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
And so Sabonis holding on and grabbing his leg, regardless whether you think he was defending himself, he held his leg. That doesn't give Draymond Green justification to stomp on him.
I get that. I definitely think he should have got suspended. But the second thing is, hey, we can't let Shep slide on the statement he made. Now I'm kind of hesitant to come at Shep because then he won't patch me in next time. But I do want to say that I don't think Draymond's actions is a reflection of the Golden State Warriors culture as a whole. And I do think that Curry, Clay, and Steve Kerr standing by Draymond is the right thing to do. Because if you go to war with a guy and you win four championships with him, you either got to stand by him or not say anything at all. But they're not going to, throw him under the bus or say he did anything wrong. Where I'm from, you stand by your boys.
Yeah, they're too far gone. They're too knee deep in everything that's going on to just now kick him to the curb. And quite frankly, it's probably naturally occurred. I mean, the entire team being together of what we've seen, that at least that trio, it's probably run its course. I'd be shocked if the Warriors said, "Hey, man, here's another contract." I don't see that being the case. Connor's calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Joe. I love you. Love your show. Most exciting part of my day is getting to listen to you.
Thanks.
No problem. Here's what I got. I think you took the words right out of my mouth. Two wrongs don't make a right. I think, with the bonus did wasn't right. What Draymond Green did was absolutely not right at all.
Right.
And, what I heard a couple of another sports radio host talking about is that the Warriors might let Draymond go as a result of his actions. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Well, it's not so much about the Warriors letting Draymond go following his actions. Draymond Green can be a free agent this upcoming summer if he should choose. He has a player option. He might decide to opt in into the final year of his deal. And you never know what will take place. He can be traded at any time. Or Draymond Green might take the approach at the beginning of July, and he might say, okay, I'm going to opt out of my deal, and I want to be a free agent and pick up another contract elsewhere. And so he has some say-so as to what will take place with the rest of his career, and I don't think the Warriors are necessarily going to ante up. But we got quite some time to get there between now and June. So let's stay tuned. Thank you, Connor, for calling from California. Let's go to Oakland and talk to Eric. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. This is my first time calling in, first time caller. I just want to give a little bit of input on this. This kind of is taken away. Now, mind you, I'm a Warrior fan, Warrior diehard. But Draymond, where we from, we support our guys. We got to support our dude. But what this did, it is taken away from what the Kings are doing. They is handed us our plate. Fox is like a honey badger. Can't stop this young man. I think they're running circles around us. But, what's happening, I think the NBA is making a showdown for this to go down on Thursday for must-see TV. Hopefully, he can come back and play.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he can come back and play.
I don't think the NBA is making anything a showdown. A lot of what takes place organically. You know, I sat here last hour, and thank you, Eric, for calling from Oakland. I sat here last hour. I said I didn't. Well, before the suspension came down, I said I don't believe the NBA is going to suspend Draymond, and they did. And I'm sorry. I know people want to make jokes about it online, about, you know, like this is the WWE, that there is a script, that there is a predetermined outcome. This is an entertainment property. Like, the basketball is the centerpiece. But to have all of the headlines and everything else surrounding it, no, the NBA or any of these leagues, they're not trying to become, you know, scripted entertainment. They're not trying to sit around and formulate storylines. The personalities and the players, they do that themselves. They're colorful enough. The NBA, if you think about the difference between the NBA and some of these other sports, Major League Baseball could learn a lesson or two. It's to actually emphasize and put an emphasis on the players. Whether you hate a guy like a Draymond Green or whether you love a dude like a Damian Lillard, it's learning about them. It's having some type of affinity or dislike or whatever you feel for any of these dudes. It's entertainment at the end of the day. It's a product. It's sports. I mean, there's a lot of great things that you can pull out of it. But, man, if I'm turning on my phone, if I'm turning on the television, if I'm looking at a tablet, I'm looking for a storyline. The best games that we sit down and see and watch have a great story surrounding it. It's no coincidence that a couple of weeks ago, the most viewed college basketball game on the women's side ever was from two women, and one woman in particular, Caitlin Clark, who was just out there handing out 40-point triple-doubles to everybody. And then you have Angel Reese, and these two are going at it, and then the whole country sits down and watches. No coincidence. This game on Thursday between the Kings and the Warriors, oh, yeah, it's going to be must-watch. My ass will be right here in the studio watching while I am on air. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Draymond suspension, the Suns going up or at least tying the series 1-1, so aren't the only games that took place tonight. I want to give you an update on the Eastern Conference and get some more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nothing that serious. It can be. But most of the things we talking about ain't that serious. Anyway, it is serious business. Outside of Draymond being suspended for Game 3, outside of the Suns tying up the Clippers in their series tonight, we did have some East Coast or Eastern Conference matchups that started things off. First of all, to the shock of probably no one, Atlanta lost again tonight to Boston in Boston. Trae Young being serenaded with overrated chants as Atlanta lost 119-106. The Boston Celtics now have a 2-0 series lead. Jason Tatum, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Derek White dropped 26 points. And after the game, Quinn Snyder, head coach of Atlanta, man, he ain't had no answers. Take a listen.
Now we're playing from behind for the majority of the game. But again, you know, I think it was a 9-point game with like 7 minutes to go. So, you know, similar situation. You know, we're right there, and obviously they're really, really good team. Our focus is kind of take the shots we get, and the way that they're shifted, if those shots are open, we want to take them. I still feel like when we've turned them down and, you know, we get into traffic, you know, the result isn't as good. So, yeah, you know, obviously Tatum is hard to guard, you know.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, he's hard to guard, definitely. Trae Young, 24.6 assists. DeJounte Murray, 29 points. Hawks don't play no defense, and so they lost. And then, by the way, today in another anonymous report, Trae Young, from his own peers, The Atlantic did an anonymous poll of 54 players. Sure, not the largest of sample sizes. But Trae Young was reported to have been the most overrated player in the NBA. That is from 54 of his anonymous peers. It's only a matter of time before the Celtics fully dispatch of the Atlanta Hawks. They play Game 3 on Friday night. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Ohio, the New York Knicks, not able to go up 2-0 against the Cavaliers. They lose 107-90. This series is now tied at 1-1. Here's a big difference. Garland decided to light it up tonight. 32 points. Donovan Mitchell didn't have to go out there and do too much scoring. Only 17 points, but a playoff career high. 13 assists. The New York Knicks couldn't keep up. At one point in time, the Cavaliers led by 29 points in the fourth quarter. Donovan Mitchell spoke after the game to Bally Sports, and Donovan Mitchell said, "Oh, yeah, I told Darius he needs to go out there and be aggressive."
The biggest thing, we came out there, competed, we matched the physicality. Our two bigs were phenomenal on the boards. Darius Garland, man, like, man, give it up for Darius, dog. Like, that's a hell of a performance, man. That's a big-time performance. Karis LeVert, Jetty, we all did whatever was needed to win this game. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's one win. We got to go out to New York and take our home court advantage back.
You mentioned Darius. I know you guys had talks about him being aggressive and assertive. What did he show you out there tonight?
That, you know, that's the all-star we all know. You know, at the end of the day, you know, continuing to find ways to implement, you know, different shot selections, different things in this game. And, you know, I told him, don't worry about it. Like, if you miss, you miss. But go out there and take those shots. And he did it tonight. Play within himself, play within the group. And it was great to see.
Yeah. even LeVert coming off of the bench and going out there and dropping 24 points off the bench. He was pretty quiet in that last go-round. I'm like, where the hell is Karis LeVert? This is someone who can and has played at an all-star level. But we know he ain't the star around here. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. Jeff is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, JR? Nice hearing from you again, pal.
Well, thank you. I'm always here. Thank you.
I'm not going to get into this Draymond Green thing, but because he's going to do something else. I think next time a guy is going to try to stop him from making a layup, and he's going to body slam him. But okay. Tonight, I mean, you know, the other night, what I saw was Draymond had a potential to be injured seriously when Sabonis grabbed his foot. And Sabonis also had a potential to be injured seriously when Draymond stomped him. So I think that should, say, equal out itself. Okay. I know you're not going to like this. Julius Randle had to work for it last night. He had to work for it, okay? The Cavs made him work for it. Now, in the last game the Knicks played the Cavs, Julius Randle, he was passing up three-point shots to shoot 11-point shots. He was doing the matrix with the basketball, taking between his legs. He really showed out. So I'm happy the Cavs finally made Julius Randle work for his shots. Go Cavs.
Yeah, go Cavs. I think the Cavs are going to beat the Knicks in this series. They have more talent. Why would I not like that, Jeff?
You're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker who lives in Georgia. Why would I care?
And I want to go back to take you back here again. I think the NBA got it wrong. I think Draymond should have not been suspended. I think if they're going to suspend one, they should suspend two because we saw the initial contact with Sabonis.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, it's not the initial contact. It's what one guy did that was went a little too far, and that's stepping on another guy's chest.
But look, if Draymond had a fail when that guy grabbed his leg, that could have been something really bad.
Yeah, it could have. But this is the point. Domantas Sabonis doesn't have a reputation of being a dirty player. And at the same time, Draymond Green took it a little bit too far. If me and you are walking down the sidewalk and I give you a shove, you know what? You know what you might be justified in doing? Maybe shoving me or hitting me back. Not getting into your car and then running me over.
Okay.
I mean, that's just what I'm saying, especially when you have a history of running people over with your car, Jeff, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. Draymond, he does have a bad reputation.
Yeah, he does. Hey, Jeff, you ever got hit in the nuts before?
I got kicked there before.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Draymond did it. Thank you for calling from Cleveland.
Okay, bro.
No doubt about it. Like, come on, man. Hey, Marco, you ever heard somebody ask somebody that on the radio?
No, I have not.
Hey, Shep, you ever heard somebody ask somebody that on the radio?
No, I have not.
First time for everything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then, by the way, Russell Westbrook just spoke. Monty Williams just spoke about his superstar players on the Suns. And so we'll hear from them on the other side before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Told you about the Cleveland Cavaliers beating the New York Knicks 107-90. And at this point, I do want to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And I'm gonna give it to two guys. I'm going to give it to the two individuals who combined tonight for 23 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 22 points. Those defenders, Evan Mobley and then Jared Allen. Dudes were flying the hell all over the place, just putting a stop to the New York Knicks, who only could muster 90 points. And so Cleveland, they tie up their series against the New York Knicks. And then also Boston goes up 2-0 on the Celtics. And then we also saw the Phoenix Suns, even their series against the Clippers. Let's go back to the Celtics. Jason Tatum, he spoke after the game as well. And even though they smacked them Hawks all over the place, even though the Hawks tried to bring it close at the end, Tatum still finds a few areas that they can improve.
I think they shot the ball more than we did. They got more shots up. So things like that we got to do better at going into game 3 or 4 because they probably feel like they'd have made some more open shots that, you know, series might look different. So that's some things that we can control, turnovers and, getting more shots up essentially.
Yeah, all of us here in Atlanta, we can't wait. We can't wait to see the Hawks come back. Anyway,
funny.
Phoenix, more than an hour ago, they beat the Clippers 123-109. Kevin Durant, 25 points. Chris Paul, 16 points. Devin Booker said he has 38 points and 9 assists. Somebody who was happy about this was Monty Williams. He's like, yeah, I ain't got no bench, but my big three is good.
Just having the balance of him and Kevin being able to get to their spots with a live ball helps. But I thought Chris did a really good job of just putting the ball in Book's hands and saying, you go. And Chris was on the second side. So, you know, Book scores in a number of ways. And when he's going like that, I think the team feeds off of his high-level play, if you will.
Okay. Now let's go to this guy. Tonight he's a loser. And if you're going to call him by his name, call him by his name correctly. It is Westbrook. 28 points tonight. 9 of 16 shooting. 2 of 3 from downtown. Unfortunately, it's just him and Kawhi. Kawhi with 31 points. Russell Westbrook spoke after the game. He didn't curse anybody out, but he said, yeah, this wasn't going to be an easy series.
You know, we know it's going to be a tough series. And, you know, they came back and took care of business tonight. But I thought we gave ourselves a chance. We came out with the right mindset throughout the game. They made a lot of tough jumpers, shot the ball really well from the field, so... with all that, we still give ourselves a chance, to win.
Well, somebody needs a nap. Sounds real tired there. Anyway, we got a bunch of callers here. They have a bunch of things to say before I got to shut the hell up and leave. Let's go to Rich. He's calling from the Bay Area. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for letting me on the show, JR.
Sure.
I called to hit the Warriors if I could real quick. I'm really frustrated. I'm a Warrior nut, like probably a lot of everyone around here. Anyway, here's my 2 points. Draymond, it really frustrates me so much. More, of course, he lost his cool like he does 3-4 times a year. But what the frustrating part when you hear him talk about it, he's like, I don't know. I'm not saying he's not dumb. He's smarter than I am. I mean, look how smart he is. But he's saying, oh, he grabbed my leg and stuff. Like he doesn't understand that. I mean, man, it's just so frustrating. So I think he really blew it. I mean, just for some reason, you know, if they're going to play Looney and him, I mean, that's, you know, it's 3 against 5 already. So if he's going to be out of control mentally, it really sucks because, man, I really thought they had a chance. I mean, I really don't anymore. I don't want to be a bummer, but I really thought so. I mean, they're benching Poole at the end. They're in the shootout with all time. I mean, I'm not trying to bash Kerr, but, you know, they got to score points against this team. And look who's in the last few minutes. I mean, Peyton, I think Peyton so much. I mean, they got rid of Wiseman, so we're going to leave Looney in at the end. And then Clay looks like my grandpa. He used to be my favorite player, and he can still shoot, but that's it. So
he's not washed up. I get you, Rich. Well, listen, man, you've had a lot of years of success. You can't win them all. Sorry. Greg is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR?
What's up, Greg? Go ahead.
So I'm from Sacramento. I've gone through the Kings history. I've been a fan my whole life. I don't think Draymond should be suspended. And I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I think the refs policed it just fine. You get the T on Domas. You get the flagrant on Green, the ejection. He goes into game 3. He's on thin ice. And basically, to me, playoff Warriors are the toughest route to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, the NBA made it very clear the reason why he was suspended isn't because this was just an isolated incident of him hitting a man in the chest and getting hit with a flagrant foul. He has a history of being a complete jackass.
Okay, I did not know that. Thank you for enlightening me.
You're welcome. The NBA said so. Thank you, Greg. NBA said it clearly. I'll read it to you again. Draymond Green got the boot from game 3, or he is getting the boot. He will not participate because he's been suspended. In the NBA's note, as a result, where the hell is it? It reads as follows. The suspension was based in part on Green's history of unsportsmanlike acts. Okay? If you missed it earlier in the show, I went through about 8 of them. Hitting a guy in the nuts here, kicking another dude, kicking Steven Adams, hitting James Harden in the throat, hitting Russell Westbrook. This guy has been hitting people for years. Thomas is calling from Sacramento. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. So I guess the question of the night is, should Draymond be suspended? And I don't really, you know, I don't know how to answer that question. You know, I like to deal with what the truth is and what's in front of me. And as of right now, he is suspended.
Correct, yes.
So with that being said, I guess, you know, I don't know if you saw what Shams put out, but he also talked about how, I guess, now Domantas Sabonis is questionable with, like,
Sternum,
a chest
yes.
contusion. Yeah. So, honestly, I like, you know, I hope Sabonis is okay. I know it's probably just something that they're putting out there for, you know, scouting reasons. It's hard to draw up some game plans if you know the guy's playing or not. We know Draymond is not playing. And here's the thing, on a side note, I want to touch on what Chuck said on the TNT broadcast today about how, you know, let's not, you know, get so mixed up in these two things that have happened in game one and game two. You know, in game one, you know, they're talking about how we got E-40 kicked out. Okay, that's fine. Distraction. We, you know, we beat the Warriors game one.
I would say, Thomas, and we're short on time here. Thomas, I would say most people.
I got one more thing.
Well, hold on. Slow down. I would say most people don't care about E-40 getting kicked out. But what else you got?
So game two, right? The Draymond thing. You know, let's just not take away from the fact that the Kings played the most incredible defense against the Golden State Warriors, and we looked like the better, more composed team. I mean, I said bring it on. Let's not – I mean, it's a historic season for the Kings, man. Thank you for your time, man.
Well, thank you, Thomas. And, hey, I say enjoy it. It's no different than people who call me up every now and then once a month and go, oh, my God, you're not giving the Milwaukee Bucks the credit. And I'm like, why do you care? Is a team probably going to go out and compete for a championship? I don't understand why people worry so much about respect and attention. Look at the results. Look at what might come of it. The Sacramento Kings so far this season are already a success, and everything that they build on top of it is just like an additional cherry on top. Who cares? I don't want no stinking glory. I don't want no pat on the back. Show me the results. And the Kings got them, and they're building something nice. God bless them. I still think they need some more depth to win a championship, but this ain't too shabby what they're doing right now. A legitimate chance to knock off the defending champion Warriors. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's about time for me to shut up. I got to shut up now, Shep, right?
Unfortunately,
I got to shut up. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 Pacific. We're going to have more NBA playoff action. You're going to have a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the dirtiest you-know-whats that the sports world has ever seen. I didn't make the list. Well, I did make the list, but I'm not on it. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much, Shep. You'll have a good night. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. She's awesome. She's not dirty either.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
This is Flea for This Little Light, the podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.